let's make soft living an adventure. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Exploring Over Coffee. I'm Alexis Renee, and I am so excited to brew another inspiring conversation with you. This week, we are diving into the art of soft living with 20 practical tips to infuse little luxuries into our daily lives. So grab your favorite comforting beverage. I'm savoring a cup of French vanilla tea, and let's explore ways to embrace a softer, more replenishing way of life. I hope that you're having a relaxing day and that your week is off to an inspiring and rejuvenating start. Happy National Comfy Day, friends. Enjoy some special self-care practices and create space to unwind. It's important to get intentional and start prioritizing moments of rest and care every day. Even if you can't devote an entire afternoon or several hours at a time to pampering yourself, there's plenty of little ways to embrace balance and wellness throughout your day. Our conversation today on softer living builds on the self-love and self-care practices we've explored so far this February. Soft living is just that. It's being more gentle with your lifestyle and with your approach to wellness. This aesthetic provides an empowering approach about embracing little luxuries, enjoying supportive spaces, and cultivating a mindset of wellness and joy. Since we're in February in Black History Month and moving toward March as Women's History Month, I said this is a wonderful time to highlight the soft life aesthetic, because it is a trend created by Nigerian women that encourages personal enrichment, wellness, and rest. Typing in soft life aesthetic on Pinterest or on Google, it's so refreshing to see images of Black women enjoying self-care, relaxing in nature, experiencing joy, traveling, pampering themselves, all forms of slow living, wellness, and just appreciation for life. The Zoe Report article, What It Means to Live a Soft Life and How to Embrace It, shares a definition of this trend from Delilah Antoinette, the founder of Black Girl Healing House. Antoinette says, this trend is about embracing an intentional lifestyle that prioritizes rest and ease while minimizing stress and struggle. I love Antoinette's definition of soft living because she approaches soft living as an accessible, wellness-focused solution to stress. Soft living is an empowering form of representation for all of us because we live in a society today that emphasizes productivity over everything. It's always win, win, win. Hustle 24/7. Stay plugged into your computer no matter what. This spirit has fueled a work around the clock mentality that has persisted through the 2000s and the 2010s. So it's refreshing that right now in the 2020s, after a lot of stressful experiences in our society, this trend of soft living and other lifestyle aesthetics are prioritizing self-care. Soft living is empowering because it gives us a roadmap to a slower approach to life. It is taking the power into your own hands to invest in your wellness. By being kinder to yourself, by slowing down and appreciating life, you have the opportunity to enrich your well-being. Just like other forms of wellness and self-care, soft living does not have to be an all-or-nothing approach. Small and simple joys are possible for embracing softness in our lives. Keep your mind open and seek opportunities to develop nourishing habits, savor little luxuries, enjoy supportive spaces, practice mindfulness, and embrace joy in your everyday life. We can bring balance into our lives so that our downtime is rejuvenating, restful, and joyful. So I'm excited to open our adventure guidebook to start collecting some little habits that support a softer way of life. Let's embrace soft living through little luxuries. Here are 20 ideas to enrich your lifestyle. Number one, slow down. Eat mindfully. Savor your coffees and teas. Wake up half an hour earlier to do your morning routine at a more relaxed pace. When you feel stressed, practice deep breathing. Try not to rush from place to place. Take a nap or sleep in on your day off. Number two, fuel your natural glow. Remember to hydrate and moisturize your skin. Wear sunscreen to protect yourself from harmful UV rays. Drink plenty of water, and remember to make time for pampering self-care sessions to support your natural glow. Number three, cut your fruit cute, and veggies too. Practice different slicing techniques to cut your fruits and veggies into decorative shapes. Add slices of lemon and cucumber to your water. Flavor your drinks with fruits. Have you tried zoodles before? That's when you cut your veggies into curly shapes so it looks like pasta. You can use that to add it to your salad. Number four, listen to soothing music. Jazz, classical music, lo-fi, film scores, and other soft tunes provide mental stimulation while adding meaning to everyday experiences. I love listening to different types of relaxing music depending on the tasks that I do. So I might listen to film scores to energize in the morning. I enjoy lo-fi and video game music when I'm working. And I enjoy classical music and jazz when it's time for self-care and relaxation. Number five, let in the light. Open your windows. Go outside every day. Enjoy nature videos. Appreciate the sun's different phases like dawn, dusk, golden hour. Depending on the time of day, sunlight paints our surroundings with different energies, colors, and warmth. Pause and appreciate these scenic times of the day. Number six, practice meditation. You deserve a quiet space to check in with your body, mind, and spirit. Use guided meditation for specific reflection intentions. Start small with 10-minute sessions and make them longer over time. Set the scene with cleansing sounds and soothing music. Number seven, start and end your day with yoga. Yoga is a gentle form of exercise that supports your well-being. Circulation, breathing, core strength, flexibility, mental clarity, and more benefits are available from consistent practice. Warm up your body with energizing forms of yoga in the morning and wind down with restorative practices at the end of the day. You can find different yoga poses and videos on YouTube and other places online that are 10 minutes or less that you can add to your routine. Elevate your walking experience. Create a walking routine to look forward to, like an after-lunch stroll or weekend walk exploring scenic settings like gardens or beaches. Take your coffee chat on foot with a friend. Listen to a podcast or audiobook while you stroll. Reflect on mindfulness concepts like gratitude. Find joy in the nature around you. Do a walking tour or virtual challenge for another level of excitement. Number nine, add little luxuries to your bath time experience. Enjoy soft robes, headbands, or slippers for comfort. Fun decorations like candles, music, and plants for atmosphere. Quality body care products, bath soaks, bubbles, and salts to unwind. Number 10, add little luxuries to your bedtime experience. Invest in a quality pillow and sheets. Organize and decorate your nightstand. Consider soothing accessories like a sunrise alarm clock, sound machine, and small speaker to enjoy audiobooks before bed. Bring different micro habits to your bedtime experience, like, again, restorative yoga that you can enjoy in bed. Maybe journaling for mindfulness to reflect at the end of your day. 10 minutes of meditation before you turn in and go to sleep. Number 11, visit inspiring community spaces. Enjoy libraries, museums, scenic outdoor spaces, and other cultural settings. Support your local bookstores and relaxing cafes to enjoy lounging experiences in your community. Number 12, stop and smell the roses. When you're in scenic nature settings, practice being present. Appreciate flowers, fresh air, sunlight, ocean waves, and nature sounds. Find calm in your surroundings and appreciate nature's beauty. The more you look for beauty, the more you see it. Number 13, practice self-compassion. Respect your emotions, follow your passions, prioritize rest and care, practice mindfulness, express yourself through journaling and supportive conversations. Enjoy an adventure in self-love. Listen to last week's chat on self-love and solo dates for ideas to get started enjoying self-compassion. Number 14, give more. Donate gently used items. Volunteer for an organization. Do random acts of kindness. Express care. Help those in need. And make a difference in a person's life. Number 15. Enjoy a hobby for leisure. Pursue an interest or try out something new. Make time for your hobby every week and have fun. Number 16. Elevate home spaces. Where do you spend the most time? Where in your home would you like to spend some more time? Organize and decorate these spaces to make them cozier and more inspiring. Number 17, have staycations and explore your town like a tourist. Enjoy unique activities and unwind at home like you're on a vacation. Listen to my Staycation Sweet Escapes podcast chat for fun themes worth savoring. Number 18, invest in wellness. You deserve an extraordinary quality of life. Exercise, nutrition, mindfulness, self-care, and other practices support your overall well-being. Whenever possible throughout your day, make those small investments into your life, like taking the stairs instead of the escalator or elevator. Choosing water or tea instead of soda at meals, and making a conscious effort every day to get a few minutes of sunlight and exercise. Number 19, take breaks. Clarify your mind with quiet pauses in meditation. Stand up and stretch from work every hour. Practice mindful breathing breaks for 1 to 2 minutes at a time. Enjoy digital detoxes to disconnect from technology. Explore the 7 different types of rest that we talked about in my self-care podcast chat. If you haven't heard that episode yet, tune in for ideas and information for enjoying these 7 different types of rest. Number 20, enrich your mindset. Grow a mindset of gratitude, positivity, abundance, and confidence. Enjoy self-improvement books and media content. Uncover your purpose and follow your dreams. Create a list of empowering affirmations to boost your confidence. Start or end each day by listing 3 things that you are grateful for. And that wraps up our list of 20 ways to embrace soft living through little luxuries. Incorporate these practices and others that align with your life and explore more ways to embrace little luxuries and softer living every day. Open your journals or digital writing devices for this week's reflective writing prompt. Reflect on your current lifestyle and identify areas where you can introduce more restful experiences. What changes can you make to enrich your quality of life? With so much inspiration for soft living, I hope you're feeling empowered to cultivate more restful experiences day by day. Let's explore one more boost of rejuvenation, your weekly boost. For your self-care activity this week, enjoy a luxurious bath time experience. use the ideas from our adventure guidebook to create a serene, spa-like experience. Bring along a good read, soothing music, calm lighting, and some sweet sips. Before you head out to embrace your soft life, let's explore this week's upcoming holidays for some more lifestyle inspo. Once again, happy National Comfy Day. Today's also Love Your Pet Day. Get intentional with your self-care, and if you have a furry friend, take time to cozy up with them today. Enjoy a fun activity on the 22nd, this Thursday, for Recreational Sports and Fitness Day. Go ice skating if you haven't gone yet for the season. The 22nd is also Walk Your Dog Day, so head out to your local park with your furry friend for some fresh air. Embrace calm experiences, mindfulness, and slow living for National Quiet Day on February 25th. Seize the day. Embrace your sense of adventure on Carpe Diem Day on the 26th, next Monday. For sweet treats to sample this week, today is National Muffin Day. It's also National Cherry Pie Day, and the entire month of February is National Cherry Month and Berry Fresh Month. Tomorrow, the 21st, is Sticky Bun Day. The 23rd is Tootsie Roll Day and Banana Bread Day. And the 25th is Chocolate Covered Nut Day. Definitely savor some of these sweet treats this week. Supportive yet exciting, all of these holidays offer joy, balance, rest, and adventure. Soft living is more than just a trend. It's an empowering lifestyle that prioritizes rest, balance, and joy. Thank you so much for joining me for this cozy coffee side conversation and for being part of the Exploring Over Coffee community. Make sure to subscribe and click the notification bell so that you can get notified for our next weekly coffee side conversation. Wishing you a peaceful and balanced week ahead. And until next time, remember to make life an adventure.